Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 is where we'll start tonight. All right. The word of the Lord reads, "For the word of God is living." Somebody say living. "And active." Somebody say active. "And sharper than any two-edged sword. And piercing." Somebody say piercing. "As far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things that are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, come, Holy Spirit, speak to us tonight, God. Anoint me to preach your word tonight, God. Father, I thank you, Jesus, that you are faithful. I thank you, Jesus, that you, God, guide us and lead us and direct us. And Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for everything you're doing in our lives, Lord. Help me to preach tonight, God. I ask you, as I decrease and you increase in this place, let me share your word. Let me share it in a way that is effective. Let me share it, Father God, in a way that changes hearts and minds and lives. Father, you are worthy, my King. Father, forgive us for all of our sins. Wash us, cleanse us, and cover us. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you tonight about piercing the darkness. Piercing the darkness. And as we look in my opening scripture right here, he's talking about the Word of God. And we know that the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we know that that Word is referring to Jesus. Amen. And Jesus is the Word. Jesus was here before the foundation of the earth. And as we look right here in this scripture in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is living." Amen. Another version says, "It is living and it is powerful." Somebody say powerful.
Powerful.
See, there's something powerful about the Word of God. There's something that is powerful about the Word of God when it is proclaimed, when it is preached, when it is spoken. Amen. When we come in agreement with it. There's something powerful about it when we believe the Word of God. The Bible says, and it goes on to say right here in verse 12, amen. It says, "The word of God is living, it's active or powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it pierces as far as the division of soul and spirit, in both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Amen. And so my topic tonight is piercing darkness. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that tonight. Amen. But it's when we begin to apply the Word of God to our lives that we begin to pierce the darkness that's around us, amen, or the darkness that's coming against us. Are y'all with me today? And whatever it is that Satan is trying to work against us or trip us up with, amen, or whatever it may be, when we begin to operate in the Word of God, amen, we begin to pierce that darkness in our life, amen. We begin to pierce those strongholds and that bondage, amen. We begin to pierce those things, amen, that are coming against us and hindering us in our life, amen. But it's the Word of God that does it. It's the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word, amen. And when the Word of God is spoken, there is power, and it begins to pierce. Are y'all with me today? And the Bible also says in Ephesians, amen, 6 and 17, if you'll put that up there for me, I'm going to work you a little bit tonight. Amen. You're going to earn your pay tonight. And you can pick it up, amen, on payday when you go to heaven. Because you're working for the Lord tonight. 17, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord. He says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. See, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that tonight. Amen. And I want to talk to you about piercing the darkness, because God has given us the ability in order to pierce the darkness in our lives, amen, in order to overcome the darkness, in order to overcome the sin that's in our lives, amen, because sin is darkness that the enemy tries to trip us up with. Are y'all with me today? Amen. And begins to give us the ability to pierce the darkness. When we speak the word, amen, that pierces the darkness, amen, because you're swinging that sword of the Spirit. Are y'all with me today? And we all know that sword of the Spirit, amen, is the Word of God, amen. And when we've got to learn how to get in there and swing our sword, amen, against the enemy, are y'all with me today? We've got to learn how to take and combat, amen, the enemy and his attacks. The enemy may come on us and try to bring discouragement, and we've got to begin to come back with that Word of God, amen, and speak that Word of God, amen, and swing that sword of the Word of God, amen, in order to combat the enemy in our lives, in order to pierce the darkness. But we've got to know the Word of God in order to be able to. Are y'all with me today? See, I want to share with you real quick in Isaiah chapter 31, because some of us are trying to overcome some things in our life, amen, that are only able to overcome, amen, through the power of the Spirit of God. The Bible says our weapons are not carnal. And the reason why our weapons are not carnal is because the warfare that we fight is not in the flesh. It is not carnal. But our weapons are spiritual, for the pulling down of strongholds. So if our weapons are spiritual and the war that we fight is spiritual, why do so many of us try to combat and overcome it and fight it in the natural? And then we wonder why we come up short every time. We wonder why we can't overcome it. We wonder why we still are stuck in bondage. We wonder why we can't, amen, get set free from it, amen, and shake loose of it. And the reason is because we're trying to do it, amen, with the wrong weapons. We're trying to do it, amen, with the wrong ability. Amen. I'm here to tell you, amen, you're not going to change your life, amen, if it's not through the power of God. You're not going to be able to move forward if it's not through the Spirit of God. You're not going to be victorious unless it's through the Word of God. So why are we trying to fight this thing? It's something other than the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Why are we fighting something in the natural? And then we wonder why somebody's stuck for years on end. Because the Word of God changes you and it changes your situation. And the Word of God pierces like a double-edged sword the darkness that's around you. When you believe it, when you apply it, Isaiah chapter 31, we see a story here. Amen. Where they were trying to overcome in their own way. He says, woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. Egypt represents the world. It represents the natural ways. And rely on horses. And trust in chariots because they are many. And in horsemen because they are very strong. But they do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. This is what he says. Woe to these people. Amen. They were trying to get a solution. They were trying to overcome. They were trying to make it happen. Amen. But they were trying to do it. Amen. With the ways of the world. With the natural. Amen. Ways. Go to the next verse. Yet he also is wise and will bring disaster. And does not retract his words. But will arise against the house of evildoers. And against the help of the workers of iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. So the Lord will stretch out his hand, and he who helps will stumble, and he who is helped will fall, and all of them will come to an end together. For thus says the Lord to me, as the lion or the young lion growls over his prey, against which a band of shepherds is called out, and he will not be terrified at their voice nor disturbed at their noise. So will the Lord of hosts come down to wage war on Mount Zion and on its hill like flying birds, so that the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect and deliver it. And he will pass over and rescue it. Return to him. Somebody say, return to him. From whom you have deeply defected, O sons of Israel. For in that day, every man will cast away his silver idols and his gold idols, which your sinful hands have made for you as sin. And Assyrian will fall by, look at this, a sword. Not of man. And a sword not of man will devour him. So he will not escape the sword. And his young men will become forced laborers. Now I'm going to stop right there for just a moment. Amen. He says right then, the Assyrian, which is representation of the enemy in your life. Amen. He's going to fall, but not by a sword of man. Not by the power of man. Not by what the world has to offer. Not by the strength of the horsemen. Not by your own ability. But by a sword that is not of man. A sword that is of the Spirit. A sword that will pierce darkness in your life. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So why do we try to find a solution and change our lives, amen, without applying and getting into the Word of God? How do we think we're just going to become better, or we're just not going to do what we did? Amen. We say, you know what? I'm sorry for what I did. Amen. I don't want to do it again. Well, thank you, Jesus. Paul says, I know the things, amen, that I don't want to do that I do do. Because the only thing that has the power, amen, in order to be able to help you do the things that you don't want to do is the Spirit and the Word of God, which will pierce the darkness around you. So why are we trying to come up with another solution other than getting in the Word? Getting in the Word of God. Letting it pierce that darkness in our soul, in our spirit, in our bone, in our marrow. Amen. And beginning to change our lives. And beginning to set us free. And beginning to give us victory over our enemies and the ability to walk in freedom. Amen. I'm here to tell you, amen, you can say all day, I don't want to do that. Amen. I'm sorry for doing that. But what are you doing in order to prevent doing that again? You've got to get to the answer. You've got to get to the solution. And the answer is Jesus, amen, who is the Word of God. The Bible says the truth will set you free. So why do we try to find every other way in order to get freedom other than the very solution that will provide it? It's a spiritual issue. It's not in the natural. Are y'all with me today? Somebody say, God is good. So many times we look to try to change. We look to try to stop what we're doing. We look to try to overcome discouragement. We look to try to deal with fear in our lives. We look to try to have the victory. But we're looking everywhere other than the very solution. And that is, we've got to get immersed in the Word of God. We've got to get immersed in the things of God and in the Spirit of God. You can't change on your own. You can't overcome the darkness that's in your life on your own. It's going to take, amen, the supernatural power of the Word of God. Somebody say, God is good. And that's what we're looking at right here in this scripture. We begin to see this situation. Put up verse 6. He says, return to him from whom you have deeply defected, O sons of Israel. You know, God looks at it in this way. When we try, or we believe that through our own power, through our own strength, or when we depend on man and his methods to deliver them from the power of darkness, amen. God considers this a revolt. You're revolting against him. This is what he was saying to Israel. Israel decided to go to Egypt. And God says, you've turned away from me. Your only source of victory. You've turned away from me to find a solution somewhere else. And I'm the only one that can give you victory. I'm the only one that can overcome your enemy. I'm the only one that can pierce the darkness. And it's through the Word of God. Amen. Somebody say, God is good. Amen. In other words, you're leaning on the flesh to fix a spiritual problem. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter what your problem is. Are y'all with me today? You may just be under attack from the enemy. Well, thank you, Jesus. Go to the Word of God. Get in the Word of God. We're all trying to duck and dodge the Word of God. The guys and the gals at home, they graduate and they think that they've got past the Word of God. They graduated. No, you just should be able to apply this stuff on your own. Other than reading your scripture of the day on your device. That scripture should say, read more scripture. Somebody say, God is good.
God is good.
I want to jump over to a verse in the New Testament in the Gospel of John, chapter 9. If you'll turn there with me. I'm trying to help us out because God has called us to overcome darkness in our life and to overcome darkness in the world. When we go out there and we tell somebody about Jesus, when we go and we testify about the goodness of God, when we go out there and speak the Word of God, we're bringing life to people and we're piercing the darkness in their life. And there's a lot of darkness in this world. But first we've got to learn how to pierce the darkness in our own lives. We've got to live this thing out. Let's look at John chapter 9. If you have it, say amen. Can you get it for me, Brady? As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? And this man, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind? And Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the work of God might be displayed in him. We must work that the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. For night is coming when no one can work. And while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and applied the clay to his eyes. And he said to him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went away and washed and came back seeing. Now I want to talk to you a little bit concerning this scripture. Because right here in the gospel we read of a blind beggar whose only source of income was the alms collected while begging at the roadside. And when travelers came and went, amen, he was relying on them in order to bless him. But as Jesus approached, he paused and he engaged this beggar, amen. And here his disciples that were traveling with him, they immediately asked this question. And they said, Jesus, Rabbi, they said, who sinned? This man or his parents, that this man was born blind? And Jesus answered, and I love what he says right here, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. And I'm here to tell you, some of the things that y'all have gone through, amen, it's not necessarily because of what you've done wrong or what your parents have done wrong. Amen. But it's so that the power of God can be displayed through your life. Can I get an amen? so that God can begin to come and pierce the darkness right up off of your life, amen, and set you free and be a testimony and an example of what God can do. He said, I was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed. And God is, amen, wanting to display some works through your life. He's wanting to show the power of God through your life, where they say it's nothing but God. And there's people that are going to come to believe because they're going to see, amen, the darkness pierce in your life and you set free, amen. And guess what, amen, they're going to begin to glorify God in heaven. Can I get it? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Sometimes the things you go through gives God an opportunity to show up and show out. Hello, somebody. Are y'all with me today? Somebody say, God is good. And then Jesus spit on the ground and he made mud from the saliva and the clay. And he put the mud on the man's eyes, and he told him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. So here we understand the beggar wasn't going to receive his sight until he went down to the pool of Siloam, until he washed. See, I want you to think about that for just a moment. Because he had granted a wonderful, powerful gift, but he had to choose whether he was going to accept that gift. In other words, it wasn't until he obeyed the word of the Lord until he got his miracle. Are y'all with me today? Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a deliverer. Jesus wants to set you free. But he's waiting to see if you're going to obey the word of God. See, this is why the enemy attacks the word of God so much. All the way from the beginning, we see, amen, even the garden, even in the garden with Adam and Eve, amen, the enemy comes in and he says, amen, surely God didn't say that if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that you shall die, surely you shall not die. But it was the word of God that was spoken. It was spoken by God. He said, you can eat in any tree of the garden, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See, the enemy's always coming and attacking the word of God because he knows the power that the word of God has in your life. We see it, amen. Whenever the enemy tried to tempt Satan, whenever Satan tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, amen, when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and Jesus, amen, comes and he begins to take, the enemy takes the word of God, amen, and he twists it and he questions Jesus, and Jesus comes back with the word of God in order to combat him. I'm here to tell you today, amen. If we're going to pierce the darkness, it's going to have to happen through the word of God. Amen. If you're going to change your life, it's going to have to happen through the word of God. You've got to get in it. You've got to know it. You've got to believe it. You've got to stand on it. You've got to speak it. Are y'all with me today? Somebody say, God is good. You need to desire it. Some of you don't have any desire for the word of God. You have a desire for the flesh. I'm just saying. Hello. You know what I'm saying? That's why y'all be smoking them cigarettes out on route. I'm just saying, on route. I'm talking to the guys in the home. Yeah, we know who you are. Hello. If I wanted to feed my flesh, I'll go smoke a cigarette too. But I choose not to do that today. Hello, y'all need to repent. Anyway, somebody say God is good. Y'all didn't know we had the Holy Ghost. Hello. The Bible says confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Amen. And the good news is that on the cross of Calvary, did you know after Jesus was crucified, there was 3 hours of complete darkness? There wasn't a single light from the moon, from a star, from nothing. For 3 hours, there was complete darkness on the earth. And the people were like, whoa, what'd we do? And that's whenever the veil was torn. The veil was torn. And when that veil was torn and he pierced that darkness, then it began to give us access directly to the Father. Because God pierced the darkness with Jesus, which is the Word of God. Are y'all with me today? He wants to do the same in your life. From that day forward, we didn't have to go to the priest. We went directly to the Father through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Before that, you had to go to the priest so that the priest could do a sacrifice for your sins, so that he could have some blood shed for your sins. But on that day, after that darkness covered the earth, the veil was torn. And you didn't need that priest anymore. Somebody say, God is good. But as we look back in our story, right here, when Jesus was healing this man, you know, he was physically blind, but this is a representation of us spiritually blind. Amen? We can be spiritually blind. But God had granted him this when he chose to obey and accept the word of God. See, Jesus spoke and he said, go down to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. And at that point in time, amen, his miracle didn't come until he obeyed what God said and he went down, amen, still blind to the pool and he washed himself. Hello, somebody. And some of us, amen, we're not going to be completely delivered or healed or set free until we go and we wash ourselves in the Word of God. Amen. That's going to begin to give us sight. Hello, somebody. And take away this spiritual blindness. Amen. And this darkness that's in our life. Because it's going to pierce, amen, like a double-edged sword. Amen. And begin to give you sight in areas where you couldn't see. And the darkness is going to begin to be removed in your life when you begin to obey the word of God. Amen. Somebody say, God is good. So in other words, an act of obedience had to occur for him to get his miracle. The word of God is not short of doing any miracle. But it's until you obey it that it's going to begin to work in your life. Are y'all with me today? You can carry it around with you all day. You can even read it. But if you don't obey it, it doesn't have any power to change your life. It wasn't until he obeyed the word that Jesus spoke. See, God created us with free will. And God made it clear that he seeks our obedience. This beggar was born physically blind. However, we're all born spiritually blind. And whatever knowledge and experience that we receive early in life is from what we're taught from birth. So if we're born spiritually blind, amen, we're born into spiritual darkness. And if we're in spiritual darkness, where does the light of knowledge and salvation come from? Amen. So in other words, the exact same source that granted the beggar his sight is the exact same source that's going to give you sight today. And it's a man named Jesus, the Christ, who is the Word, who pierces darkness. See, you've got to fall in love with the Word. See, the beggar, he knew he was blind, and he wanted vision. But all he could ever do is just sit there on the roadside and beg for alms. And then Jesus came along and he engages him and he offers him sight. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're here today, amen, Jesus is here to offer you sight. Hallelujah. And you say, well, why did Jesus stop and minister to this one particular man, amen? I'm here to tell you it's because it was a divine appointment. Amen. And it's a divine appointment that you're here today. Hallelujah. It's a divine appointment from Jesus. Not from your mom, not from your parole officer, not from your judge, not from your wife, or your husband, but it's divined by Jesus. Just like it was divine for Jesus to meet the woman at the well. It was divine for Jesus to see Zacchaeus, even over the crowd. It was divine by Jesus to see the blind man begging. It is divine by Jesus that you're here today. How many of y'all believe that today? Amen. See, I'm gonna get the worship team to come forward. See, one thing about God, he knows the physical and the spiritual condition of every person all the time and every time. He knows what your condition is. But when a mankind exists in a state of darkness or in a state of sin, he can't know the spirit of the truth and love which comes from God. In a state of darkness, he can so easily fall prey to false teachings and false ways of life. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, saints. Amen. It's the word of God that is a light to your feet and a lamp to your path. It's the word of God, amen, that's going to make you happy in this life. People try to find happiness their whole life. It's the word of God that's going to bring happiness. It's the word of God, nothing else. Amen. It's the word of God that's going to bless your life. It's the word of God that's going to pierce the darkness. It's the word of God that's going to set you free. It's the word of God. God is good, amen. And he provides a safety net when we get off track. All we got to do is ask him and he'll put us back on the right path. You know, the paths that lead to dark spiritual places, they're all paved with temptation. But God is more concerned with the return of the lost than the wise and the other things. Are y'all with me today? So if that was you smoking, thank you, Jesus. God still loves you. Amen. Or whatever else. God wants to begin to set you free tonight. Jesus is the light of the world. And when we accept Jesus as our Lord and dedicate our lives to him, what we've done is gained assurance that the darkness in our lives has been pierced and the light of our Savior shines on us and in us. Amen. Our sins are forgiven. And if we're to live in that light, amen, we also share that light. Hello, somebody. God's called us to be those that pierce the darkness in this world. Pierce the darkness by speaking the word, amen. By using that sword. Hello. I don't know what you're dealing with today, amen. But you have a sword that pierces. And it's double-edged. It cuts going in and coming out. Are y'all with me today? Some of y'all need to learn how to use the sword. Some of you got a pocket knife. And it's dull. God wants to give you a sword so you can chop the devil's head off like David chopped off Goliath's head, so you can overcome the enemy, because there's a real spiritual realm. There's real darkness. There's real temptation. There's real demons. This is a battleground, not a playground. Some of you are on the playground. And you have a real enemy that's fighting on the battleground. It's time to take this thing seriously. We're at a war. War. The enemy's trying to gather as many souls as he can and take them, amen, into a devil's hell for eternity. And God has called us to be the people to go and reach them, to teach them the ways of God. When's the last time you've reached somebody with the gospel? When's the last time you led somebody to the Lord? When's the last time God, use you to pierce the darkness off of somebody's life. Well, it's time. It's time. It's time. You're going to have to get out of yourself. You're going to have to get in the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Are y'all with me today? It's not about you anymore. You're saved. You're being sanctified. You're Holy Ghost filled. You're water baptized. You're heaven bound. Amen? Next time you have a tough time, go get in the Word. Get under some teaching. Show up to Monday Bible study. Everybody quit coming to Bible study. Y'all didn't like what I was teaching or what? Huh? Or y'all were too busy? I'm just saying. The Word of God is what's going to change your life. I know y'all were at home digging in, diligently reading, man, meditating on that sucker. Speaking that thing over the devil in your life. I know that's what was happening. So I'm not going to get offended. It ain't going to do me no good anyways. Amen. What about the times when you were, every time the doors were open of the church, you were there? What happened to those days? You know what I'm saying? What, you graduated? It's like, girl, you graduated the church? All right, I'm going to let you make it. I'm trying to help you out. Because the devil ain't quit fighting. But we quit. And we wonder why we struggle. Fight this thing on your own. You know, and you offend God when you try to. You know what I mean? And you can't change your life. God's got to change your life through the Word of God. Amen? So we're gonna pierce the darkness. We're gonna pierce it. Come on, stand to your feet.